Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
These are You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just light. A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, welcome. I don't know why the fuck, bro. Every time I try to do an intro, like I come in like I'm fucking Eddie Vedder, bro. I don't
this
know what.
This is me.
That's the start of it, bro. That's the start of this shit.
Yeah.
Yo, sometimes I'm randomly just going throughout my day and I just hear Meryl. This is me.
Nah, that shit was a masterpiece, bro.
Oh my god. Shout out to the gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Episode 21.
Episode 21.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lisbel, La Matatana in the building. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my, yeah, he's back from Triple, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Victor, Uncle Victor's in the house. Hassan Insane. You know what I'm saying? He's making a mix that's making your girl wet. Ugh. And we're back.
Wait, you need one of those corny ass, like, you know, not
sound insane.
Yeah. You know exactly, bro. This is why, bro. This is why. Meryl is my kind of messy bitch, bro. I fucking love a messy Dominican, bro.
Oh my god.
I really do it for him, bro. We can do this.
Yeah, that sounded kind of lit.
Like DJ Hassan. Like,
oh, Hassan.
Insane. Me tiene loca.
All you gotta do is choose now.
Yo! Yeah. Oh man, hard left, you know what I'm saying? These is my successions.
Oh my god, so good!
I'm on my singing shit, bro. Yo, the feds cut down Texas State border. So Texas State put up like barbed wire. On top of like the already like border wall shit there, they put like, yo, we gonna put barbed wire and freaking sharks with freaking laser beams on their fucking heads. You know what I'm saying? Like all that shit. And the feds was like, nah. Joe Biden was like, we're gonna just go down there and do the thing that I said. What was the thing that I said? Do that thing. So they went down there and they cut the wire out. You know what I'm saying? The Supreme Court said, like, they was like, yo, listen, we decided y'all can't do this. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, Biden had to follow through, you know what I mean? Send people down there, cut the wire. And now Texas is mad because Texas has been on some, yo, we about to secede. We about to become our own country.
Wow. And it's holy like, shit. Yo,
we want to be our own country? And it's like, bro, like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
I mean, if anybody was going to do that, like, honestly, because, like, Florida would never in a million years attempt it. Right, like, because they're way too small and they're already sinking. Like, don't push it, bro.
But they're gonna cut you off the map, like he did in Looney Tunes.
Yeah. If anybody was gonna attempt some type of shit like this, it would be the two biggest states on the map, which is Alaska and Texas. And also, like, Texas people forget, like, is technically a republic. So, like, they have, like, because, like, the Texas, like, they don't have, like, the FBI out. I mean, they do. But, like, they have, like, the Texas Rangers. Like, bro, they have their own feds, literally. Bro, so
they got the Texas Rangers, and then they named the baseball team the Texas Rangers.
So, yeah.
Like, yo,
yeah.
The shit is back in police state. You know what? Whatever. Let Texas do whatever the fuck they want. But let all the bad bitches out of Houston first. Let them come to New York.
That part. Yeah.
Let them do whatever they want. And then you go take care of your butt fucking cousin.
Let's go. It's like in the sports, like when they expand the team, you get the draft from like all the other teams. Like, yo, we taking New York is taking Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. New Jersey's taking Bun B. You know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's where we draft all the cool people out of Houston and Texas. Tim Duncan, you're welcome. Come through. You know what I mean. Teach my son how to shoot a bank shot. Everybody else, you can fucking stay there.
But take Travis Scott with you.
Yes.
Take his ass with you.
He's like, straight up. No.
Yeah. Yo, that'd be so crazy. Imagine needing a passport to go to Texas, bro.
I'm never going to Texas
ever in my life.
Yo. That's like having to pay a toll to go to the Bronx.
Yo.
Bro.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm super salty about that.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro?
Brooklyn. Okay, Brooklyn. Nah, Brooklyn people are the best because Brooklyn is just as filthy as the Bronx, is just bigger.
Yeah,
so it's just like,
and we're gentrified, so we're super fucked.
You could get robbed right outside the vegan artisan mayo dispensary.
Yep.
Like, you know,
for your fedora,
Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn
for your
is
pork
a,
pie hat.
Brooklyn is a gem, man. Shout out
Brooklyn. Because even Williamsburg, bro. You be out there, you make a left, and it's like, oh, we in the hood.
Yeah.
There's like Dominican dudes with locks out here, man. Yeah. Like, this shit is different.
But then you make that right, and it's all the Jewish folks going, Guadalupe,
Otra mamá de una teta.
Yeah, that guy.
Shit. Shout out to Amy Coney Barrett, you know what I'm saying? Mamá de una teta, you know what I mean? She was the deciding vote on this. Everybody thought she was going to vote like with the Republicans or whatever, but she's like, I'm a constitutionalist. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even know. I don't care, bro. I sound like a global studies teacher right now.
She was never even a federal judge.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Everybody's talking about like a black person's going to like your plane nosedive. This bitch making the country nosedive right now.
Yeah, this is crazy.
She was like on some Judge Judy shit before that, bro. She didn't even have. Yo, you didn't even give nobody Fed time, and you were Supreme Court. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna act like I really follow any, like, this country been a joke for mad long. So like, anything that happens at this point, yo, I'm like, bro, I, you know what?
This is a weird plot device. That,
like,
y'all
this
using.
Bitch looks sick in the eyes. Oh my god, she is terrifying. Yo, I'm so scared of white women, bro.
Bro, that's shorty that's gonna call the police when you pull up with the Uber Eats.
Yeah.
She for called sure. Uber Eats. But you pulled into her driveway, so now she's calling the police. Like, what the fuck, man? Bro,
at this point, I've developed an infinite supply of fuck it, we ball. Like, because whatever happens, like, I'm, you know, fuck it, bro, we ball.
Fuck
like,
it, bro.
You
fuck
know
it.
What I mean? Like,
I can't change the shit, man.
Like, yeah.
Because,
like, who is this? You bro. Know what I mean? Like, who is she?
She's
like,
a
know.
Fucking judicial law clerk after school, and then for Scalia. Oh, of course.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow, okay.
She worked on the lawsuit, Bush versus Gore. If you're watched like me, you remember that shit.
Oh, man. That was the original, like, you stole the election.
Oh, that's what that was?
That's the OG you stole
wait,
the election.
Wait, so what? Wait. So what happened to the...
Brady's
so,
like, yo, I was little.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was two.
Long story short, they threw out about 10,000 votes in Florida, which was at the time being governed
by Bush's brother.
By Bush's brother.
Yo, come on.
Bush's brother.
And they threw out 10,000 votes, which would have given Gore the presidency, but they threw out 10,000 votes, essentially coming up with a bunch of bullshit excuses as to why these 10,000 people can vote. And I will give you one guess as to predominantly what race they were.
Yo, bro, I hate this country so bad, bro. And I also hate that we are so good at making jokes and just laughing through the bullshit.
Yeah,
literally have no choice but to laugh at the shit that we have to go through in this country, bro. And it's so fucked up. I do think we're fucking talented at the fact that we can laugh through the things that we go through.
Listen,
but fuck,
this is,
bro.
This is part of us. Listen, the five boroughs are well represented in here. This is part of us growing up the way we did.
Yeah.
You learn to laugh at your pain. Oh, yo, there's no hot water? You better think of some funny ass shit, nigga, before you jump in that shit at 6 a.m. in February before you go to school.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, every time we, I swear to God, bro, you can ask my older sister this, bro. Every time we ran out of hot water, bro, one of us, like, whenever one of us would shower, we would go in there with the little, like, boombox and shit, mad quiet, just so nobody would notice. We put in the Omarion CD and we put on Icebox.
No!
Whenever we ran out of hot water, it would just ding, 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 ding. Bro, cause like, what else are you gonna do?
That's a psyop, nigga. That is a psyop.
Hey, bro, listen, Dominicans, bro, you, hey, you
we're
know
trained,
what I mean?
We're trained.
So, yeah, cause what else are you gonna do, bro?
Like,
every year during hurricane season, bro, at least one video go viral of some Dominicans just like on a giant wooden slab.
Oh,
floating down fucking
playing fucking domino.
Yeah, floating down Concepcion Boulevard and shit. With the hookah lit, like, and a speaker.
Hey,
cause what the fuck? Cause what else are you gonna do, bro? Like, we be miserable, flooded? Like,
we really do make the best out of every situation. But fuck, do we go through some shit, man.
Like you said, bro, hurricane season is the prime visual example of that, bro. Cause motherfuckers will be out there. The Colmado is waist deep in water.
Yeah.
But they still there.
No, they still get una fría.
Una hookah, loco. Prende todo.
I don't know about y'all. I've never seen a hookah in DR. I don't know where. Talking about 2020 DR.
Oh, yeah.
Because 2023 DR.
No, eso es droga.
You know, in 2021, they went through all the shops and started throwing them out and cracking them in the street. Yeah.
Eso es droga.
That's full blown drugs, bro. That's heroin.
Eso es droga.
It's heroin. It's dark crazy. Heroin.
Yeah. It's black tar heroin. In DR, hookah's black tar heroin, bro.
In DR, I promise you, they rather see you shoot up heroin
straight up
through your veins than to see you grab a hookah.
Yo, cocaine is more acceptable than hookah, mm-hmm. bro. That's crazy, because I seen motherfuckers hit the periques in like a baseball stadium.
I'm like, that's crazy.
What the fuck, nigga? With the
I would cry.
With the matchbook. Like, I'm like, oh, y'all are like that? I thought this was like some South American shit. Like, y'all are doing it like that? Like,
I've never seen that before in DR, and I thank God, because I'll bust down into tears.
Yo, and it was a Theo-looking motherfucker, too. It's like, bro, I don't know if your heart can handle this and the Viagra. The fake Viagra that you're taking, like, every single
and
day.
And then these be the motherfuckers in church with the word of God.
Oh, yeah, bro.
No, you're okay. Yo tengo fe en Dios, I got tener fe en Dios.
Bro, now that you mention it, that's probably why those two guys on TikTok are like that.
Yes.
Because they hit the periques before every video and be like,
La luz de Cristo me lo mira, el alma, se murió el diablo. I'm like, nigga, you close your eyes and you see, you really saw that.
Yeah.
You really saw that, bro, because you were freebasing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so fuck Texas. I mean, like, we're talking about, like,
yeah, so fuck Texas.
Unless you fucking drive there.
We literally went around the world. Came back to Texas.
Shout to Bumpy. Shout to Megan Sally. Shout to my man, Stacks 2 Trill. Everybody else can get lost. Shout to Shay Serrano. But this is fucking dumb, bro. Like, I don't think of any, like, you were saying Alaska probably could do it. Probably, yeah, because they're far away. You know what I mean? They could ask Russia for help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What other state? I feel New York, if New York did it, it'd be like, I don't know, man.
I just want to highlight that Texas has tried this already.
Yeah, they did. Didn't go well.
Bro, did not happen for you, man. Like, they're gonna have to ask Mexico for help, but it's like, yo, you've been slandering Mexico all this time.
Yeah. Right.
They gonna help you?
Yeah.
The fuck El Chapo said when he's busy, cut your neck off. You know what I'm saying?
And I think like it is worth mentioning that like Texas is wilding over this decision to take the barbed wire off, but it's not because like the government wants to help Mexicans. It's because they're like, yo, who do you think has to get under there?
Fuck, Bill and Jim got to get under that fucking barbed wire, bro.
To fish out these illegal aliens.
Hey, Susan, come here, help me get this barbed wire out of here. Come on, give me a hand here.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Jimothy, why don't you come over here?
Jimothy,
why don't you come over here and help me fish this? Help me fish this illegal out of this.
You know, can we talk about how fucking crazy they are for wanting to put barbed wire?
Yeah, that's insane, bro.
That's like, wild. That's like some shit like that you see in like.
This is like this is for animals. Yeah, like, that's for animals.
Not even animals. They wouldn't do this to animals.
No, that's cruel.
That's how racist they are. They would never do this shit to animals, bro.
Yeah. Fuck it. And I've said this shit time and time and time again, bro. And it bears repeating. If you want to get gun control, like guns under control and like shit like that under control, do it to a dog. If you go fucking shoot up a kennel,
yep,
niggas will put these fucking guns in fucking behind glass, bro. Yes. Like how they did to Similac in the hood, bro. Like, fuck, I swear to God, because white people love dogs, be more than anything in this world, bro. They eat the dragon fruit that they licked. You know what I'm saying?
They fear nothing except black people. Like, it's crazy. Up, like, white people have no fear in the world, bro. They'll jump out of a fucking airplane.
They'll jump out of an airplane, they go in a submarine, they go try to find a Titanic.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. 30,000 feet in the sky, talking about, I'll just take a leap of faith.
Yo, remember the fucking thing that jumped from outer space?
Yeah,
no, Caucasian.
Yeah, of course. Of course, bro. I don't know what they got over there in the mountains of Caucasus. But it's crazy that they don't have a fear gene in their body except for like if somebody look a little different, it's
Why'd you know so wide?
Yeah.
I had a white woman hit that scream on me before. Exactly what Rainy just did.
No.
We need the story time. Wait, it's story time with Liz Bell.
I came out the supermarket, boom. I go to a car that look exactly like the car I just got out of. I have a little bag. I'm more than happy just getting to my destination. I open the car door. There's a white woman in there. She see me. She brings her body all the way to the left, and she hits one of those piercing screams. And I immediately just start fucking cracking up. Because I'm like, yo, I should rip you out this fucking car, you bitch. Now I want to fuck you up. I was like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. She was terrified, bro. She thought I was going to rip her out, that bitch. Her kids was in the back. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then I went to the next car.
Yo, Jesus Christ, man.
Yo, her two boys are going to marry two Dominican girls in the future now.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, she's going to have mad weird flashbacks. She's going to start sweating at the wedding like, I don't know. I'm having a weird reaction to this. I don't know why.
It's her. It's that fat bitch in the supermarket.
It's fucking Yesenia.
She's going to have grandkids named Yocasta and lose her fucking mind, bro.
To my bell kiss, Yocasta, come here.
Yeah.
They don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm going to get a Mero one time. So anyway, fuck Texas.
Fuck, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Except for the few that we love. Speaking of secessions, Sofia Vergara, you know what I'm saying? Who's playing Griselda, by the way. We talked about that earlier.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
Hell yeah. I'm binge watching that shit like a motherfucker with a brick of coke. And she's getting divorced. She's getting divorced from her husband of however many years, Joe Manganiello, who was, everybody was on his meat because of something. He was in something. Was it True Blood?
Yeah, I think he played Alcide in True Blood, the werewolf guy.
Right. So he was like the sexy werewolf. He was like a sexy something in like a thing. So everybody was on his meat. Then he married Sofia Vergara, as you should. You know what I'm saying? If you're a stunning man, right, you marry a stunning woman. You know what I'm saying? And they've been married for a little bit, but then they broke up. I think it's because he turned into an Italian cop. I'm looking at this picture right now, and I feel like he's about to tell me we don't do that in America, bro.
In
America, we have kids. We get married, I fucking knock you up, you have a kid, all right? That's it. I know you're from fucking Brazil or Colombia or some shit like that, all right? But here in Staten Island, where I'm from, the Manganiello clan is from, we have fucking kids when we get married, all right, Leish?
Yeah.
So, listen, I was going to ask you for your opinion on that, but as an Italian man, I don't listen to women.
Right, that's what I figured.
Nah, hold on. Sofia Vergara, wait, so where is she from actually?
She's Colombian, no? Colombian.
She's Colombian, right?
Okay. Yo, no. Yo, Victor just shot right up in the shade. He's like, yo.
She's a national treasure.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, because it's worth noting she does have a son, and his name is fucking Manolo.
Wow.
Come on, that's two
on the nose.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
Mijo Manolo.
Yeah.
He flies around a lot.
And her son is 32 years old.
Yeah. Bruh. That's your brother, nigga. That's not your son no more.
Yeah. But she said in this interview, I guess, where I don't know where this is from. What is this?
People.
From People Magazine.
From Gente. No Tamo Gente from Magazine.
No Tamo Gente. No Tamo Gente. She said in this interview
she had almost a menopause.
And she had that kid at 19, dude.
She's done.
It's over.
I get it. As a man with four kids, I'm like, I'm done with kids, bro. My oldest is 12. He's about to be 13. You about to be a teen? Bro. You want to start smoking weed and fucking, bro? No, bro. Yeah. Or like,
maybe you shouldn't put that on a 13-year-old.
I'm just saying. Because right now he's just working out, eating good, drinking water. Like, he's not doing no weird, like, you know what I mean? Like, advanced shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, stay right there, B. But like, I feel you. Right there, Sophia, yeah. I feel you. Fuck Joey Manganiello, bro. If you want to have a fucking kid with a broad, go down to Victory Boulevard, find you a nice broad at the deli.
Yeah.
All right? Because, yeah, bro, after a certain age, man, it's just like, I'm good, B.
Bro, I'm tired. 30,
I'm tired.
I'm 30. I had two, and I got the snippity doo dah, bro. I'm good.
Snippity doo dah.
Bro. I went to my urologist. He fucking 45 minutes, bro. Skibbity bop and dud up, and I was out of there. I was fucking out of there, bro.
It was so ill that you're fucking Louis Armstrong is your fucking urologist. You want a prostate? Looking at baby.
Yeah, my urologist was like Otis Redding of fucking of Brooklyn urology.
baby.
Oh man.
I mean, at least they ended the shit though. He wanted kids, she didn't. They just parted
and
ways.
And it was like, yo, shake hands, amicable split.
Exactly. Some people would just stay in that shit and be like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna just have a raggedy ass kid for you, and then kill yourself in 7 days once you give birth.
Right. Yeah. Also,
so
how old is she?
She's like 60, bro.
She's 51.
51. Okay.
51. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, now
you're bugging, bro. Yeah.
Also, you're rich. Like, isn't that what surrogacy's for?
Hello.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to take care of a child. I could understand. Right. Like, bro, children are fucking annoying.
Right. Facts.
She's over the fucking Blues Clue stage. Like, some people, they can't do that. Especially this bitch is rich, bro.
Hello?
She's been working. I would want to just be able to enjoy my money and do whatever the fuck I want.
That's
who wants
exactly
to be at
doing.
Home taking care of children when you've done that already?
Yo.
Your kid is 32, bro. Imagine being 32 with an infant sibling.
Fam.
Yeah, bro.
You turn into Shorty in the bodega, like, I got 40 grandkids.
Listen.
Two grandkids.
And also, like, let's
I go pussy. You know what I'm saying? I cook, you know what I'm saying?
I cook African food, Puerto Rican, whatever food. The fuck you want.
Are you Arab? I cook Arabic food. I was why she sound like Tracy Morgan sounding sexy?
Why she sound like Jadakiss? she said, I cook you whatever you want.
I tell you what, that bitch never go without a man.
No.
And her bills are always paid. Hey, I promise you.
You hear me? That's the POV that we have that y'all not getting out there, you know what I'm saying, in the caucuses, mountains of caucus. Shorty, you might look at her and be like, oh, wow, she's ahead. Fam. This nigga's knocking her door down.
Yeah.
You hear me? This guy's fighting to sleep on her couch tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they want that moto de gandule. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. But also, like, just back on this thing, Joe Manganzón is not. He's no slouch either. Like, he's a fine ass man.
Oh, no, he is. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, he needs to do what, like, normal rich actors do.
Buy pussy.
And buy pussy or just hit the DiCaprio.
Questionless
bro.
Bell.
Just, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, he got out this divorce. We now know that it's because he wants to have kids. So if some dude's 47 coming in hot,
like, y'all
looking to get you pregnant.
Now.
Does that make it harder?
To get, what do you mean? Like, get pregnant?
Yeah, like, he hollers at you like, you know he's trying to get you pregnant now.
No,
like,
bro, what kind of breeding kink you got? What the fuck? You just meet a bitch and you're like, yeah, this is going to be the mother of my kid.
I mean, he just got out. He didn't just dub anyone. He dubbed Sofia Vergara.
Yo, yeah.
Because he's got
I would ask... what the fuck do you see in me that you didn't see in Sophia?
He's like,
if she didn't
want
to give you a kid, I'm definitely not giving you one. Yeah. Matter of fact, what's her number? I want to speak to her, not you.
Get some points.
But that's a good looking brother, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's there's like levels to this shit, right? Like, like they're in a different fucking weight class. You know what I mean? Like, they're in a different caliber, bro. Like, this is like annoying levels of hot.
Bro. I don't even want to look at you.
Like,
me.
Bro, get the fuck out.
And then he got the salt and pepper too. He got the grown man look.
Bro.
He don't got the Leo.
Hello.
He not trying to find no young.
Nah.
You know.
Yeah. He's aging like wine.
Yeah. Some of us have real people problems. Get the shit out of my face, bro.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck out of here, bro. Yeah. It's fucking Victory Lane. We'll be right fucking back. We gotta pay some bills. Listen to the Jehovah Witness commercial.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Yeah, we back. You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed that commercial that was in a foreign language. You feel me?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. I was in Japan listening to fucking Victory Light, and you'd be like, all right, y'all, we'll be right back, you cowards. And then it'll be like, go schlagen, he mother stuff is guten tag. Like, hargen, dick schlagen, big fallen cup. And I'm like, what type of fucking, I'm like, what is happening, bro?
Yo, we back. You know what I'm saying? It's your ugly favorites. You know what I mean? We're not as sexy as Joe Manganiello. You know what I mean?
But speak for yourself, you bitch.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. Yes. the ugly portion of this program welcomes you back.
Welcomes you back.
The ugly bald bitches on this side of the room. With soggy balls, we welcome you back.
Oh my God.
With our fucking swollen prostates.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of swollen prostates, this has nothing to do with prostates. Niggas got layaway J's at Rent-A-Center. I done seen it all.
What are you talking about? That's swollen prostate activity.
I'm gonna put these fives on layaway for my great grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. As a 55-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What's the upcharge?
Yo, look at this shit, Liz.
Just 14,000 payments of $20.
Look at this shit, bro. Total cost $19.99 times 53 payments.
Nah, that's insane.
Equals StockX price for this fucking $1,049.97. Suck my whole dick, bro. 1,049 times.
Bro, that is a year plus a week, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, that shit is crazy.
We need to get back to stealing, bro.
Yo, facts.
We need to get back to stealing and looting.
Hello.
Hold on. Let's just break this down for the audience. I'm sorry. Pull it up again. Pull it up again, Vic. Hit the link. So, okay. So, Rent-A-Center Center. Rent a Center is renting out Jordans for 20 cash a week.
20 cash?
20 cash a week, right?
It gotta be cash.
Yes, I know.
20 beans a week, right? The five Racer Blues, right? Just as an example, they sell for 300. Off market or whatever. The offer is $375 to buy them shits outright. Okay, sure.
Somebody wrote that in, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
somebody wrote that.
That's not in like proper ink.
But on the actual tag, you can either pay 20 cash a week, 40 cash bi-weekly, $43 semi-monthly,
$43.
Or $86 a month for some Racer Blues, bro.
Bruh.
For a year, bro.
Yo, imagine opening up your fucking mailbox, Liz.
Yo.
And you got your light bill, your Con Ed, and your fucking Jordan bill.
You gotta choose which one you gonna pay.
I'm gonna pay my Jordan bill, Netflix, or fucking...
I don't need these lights right now. These Racer Blues.
They got the 3M reflective.
Yeah.
I can walk around the crib. I see where I'm going.
You miss one payment, they send five employees to come fuck you up.
Yeah. And you're one of them? Liz? They send Liz to your crib, like,
come in.
Yo, so you missed a payment?
Word?
Well, that's crazy. Come outside, right?
Come outside.
We're not going to jump you.
No.
We're not going to jump
on,
you.
Come on, B. It's Rent-A-Center. Fair ones all day.
Yeah. Rent-A-Center, fair one. If such a policy were to exist, Rent-A-Center would have a fair one policy.
Yeah. Fair ones all day.
Yeah, Rent-A-Center would have.
We will not jump you on repossession.
Yeah,
if you win the fight, you get to keep the sneakers. No payments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo, you get 25% off if you fight with your dick out. Yeah.
If you abide by the eight knuckle doctrine of Rent-A-Center, then you can keep the fucking Racer Blue Jordans. Holy fuck, man.
By now, fight with your cock out. Yo, they got chains, they got jewelry up here, bro.
Oh my god. Rent-A-Center has jewelry.
They got the Chandler Jones CTE chain, bro.
I mean,
the fucking Jackson, the Fugazi.
I mean, like, hold on. Like, Meryl, you've been around enough fucking rappers and
jewelry.
You know what I mean? Like, you've been around enough jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Like, is this not just like the same shit that artists do? I mean, I've also been around the shit. Like, they rent jewelry and shit for music videos all the time. Fair. They don't own none of that.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So like,
no. And if they do, it's very hollow. And it sounds like you're taking out the recyclables.
It sounds like
Tuesday night.
It sounds like Soulja Boy telling that story.
Yo, like, yes.
Ran out the door. They ran out the door.
Yo, I can't hear the story.
Yo, he got
the cacophony of chains, my guy.
They shot me. I'm like, fuck.
That's exactly what I said when I got shot. I was like, fuck.
Fuck.
Bro, they got a silver Figaro chain? Bro, they this is dirty. A Movado for 30 a month, bro? That's insane. Man. Rent-A-Center, what are you doing? You're praying on the hood. Because they got one of these on the car course, be like, by Kingsbridge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Rent-A-Center moving very shisty. You got to respect it.
Yo!
You got to respect it,
Jesus
honestly.
Christ.
Four bands from Movado?
Yeah, four bands from Movado. I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Bro,
but like,
Theo got two of them shits, bro.
Yo.
You got them at Macy's.
Well, you know what? If you decide that you want to stunt that hard, you renting jewelry from Rent-A-Center.
You renting jewelry.
Yo,
you deserve to be in a fucked up contract for the rest of your life.
For real. Yo, listen, borrow a chain from your man, bro.
Like
the regular friends.
You know what I'm saying?
Rent-A-Center having 360 deals is insane. That's fucking crazy.
Yo, you signed with Rent-A-Center Records, you know what I'm saying? You get this JBL waterproof Bluetooth speakers, great for the beach, Orchard Beach. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Listen to Monaco, you know what I'm saying? On the beach for only $800. Like, bro, they gave this shit for me for free in a swag bag, dog. Like,
bro, this is nuts, bro. And iPhone 14.
I got this
14.
Asian Martinez's barbecue.
Bro. An iPhone 14 Plus, 256 gigs.
Yo!
Total cost to own from Rent-A-Center, nearly four bands,
nah,
bro.
Nah, this is fucking nuts, bro. Nah, this is like
101 payments.
Yo! Nigga, I'm gonna perish! I'm gonna die with these payments, bro.
Two iPhones will come out once you're done paying that off.
Yeah. Two brand new ass iPhones.
Yo! Steve Jobs come back from
and
the dead.
And it's used.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh, nah.
Oh my
pre-rented.
God.
Pre-rented.
She got boogers on it, bro.
You gonna see, yo, you open the photos app and one of my collabs is in there.
She got nudes in the crack screen.
She got nudes in the crack screen, bro. That's just Sexy Red's old iPhone. That's what they're renting out.
Like, that's
your Reddit Center.
Oh, the booty hole is brown.
Holy shit. Original video to Fuck My Baby Daddy is on that phone. That's why it takes 101 pages.
Shout out iPhone.
Yeah.
Liveroo said so. When did this happen? Was this always a thing, right? Because I've been seeing Rent a Center for years. I thought it was just a furniture store.
Well, I was going to say this.
Like, TVs and shit.
Yeah, I was going to say this makes sense. Like, I when I think Rent a Center, I think like furniture, TVs, right, and shit. You know what I mean? Like appliances or whatever.
No word. I need a stove.
Yeah.
I ain't got it right now.
Yeah.
My wife is renting out pinky rings.
Yo, that shit is nuts. Crazy. Niggas come and just snatch the shit off you like T.I. did in ATL. Like, yo, give me that shit back.
You know what? I feel like this is just another reason for us to realize that the world is just poor, bro.
Yo, thanks.
Motherfuckers is just finding new ways to make money.
Hello? How the fuck? What kind of society are we living in where you paid $80 a week for Jordans? And then I want to see the repo process be.
Right.
Like, they just come and you, like, motherfucker, one nigga hold you down while the other one takes your shoes off.
Bro, like,
they can see you on the app. Like, yo, just run up on you like Cameron in the moped. Like, yo, Kermit the Frog ass nigga, take fucking shoes off.
Yo, and they don't even take it back to the store. They just roof them shits on principle.
They just don't want you to have them bitches.
They don't even take them back to Rent a Center. They just throw them on a roof, whatever the closest roof on the concourse is.
Like, yo, you do this shit on the roof, BJ.
Yo, just to teach you a lesson, bro. Yo. They don't even take. They roof it on PC Richardson.
Yo, y'all making me want to start a company just so that could be our fucking process.
Yeah.
Well, we repossess your shit.
I
want to
bully
roof
our customers.
And just roof it.
I'm gonna be parked outside your fucking job just watching you.
Holy yo, fuck.
That Major World should start doing that, bro.
Oh, they do God. Do that. They do do that. Fuck Major World.
Oh my God.
Yo, they come just snatch you out your whip. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They catch you at a red light, bro. They catch you at a red light. Five pie roos hop out. Like.
Like, yo, oh, you telling this story how Major World took your car? He's like, yo, so I had the nigga in the full Nelson, right? The nigga threw his body like this.
So I just start swinging his body to where the shots was going on. Oh, man.
Oh, my God, dog. Yo, listen.
Holy fuck.
Speaking of scams, this blew my mind, yo, when I seen this shit. There's a pastor who was accused of defrauding investors out of $3 million. Up until there, I was like, yo, regular church shit. Like,
right,
you stealing
money.
I know
money. At least five pastors that have done that.
Hello, like, y'all doing scams. Hello, that's what y'all do. Y'all tax exempt. I know the schemes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, says he got help from the Lord. That's what I was like, all right, cool. Now you really hitting the nail on the head for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
What fucked me up was this guy did all this shit not with like real money. He did this shit with crypto, number one, and his church was an online church. I was like,
wow,
fam, I don't even take online classes seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I paid money for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, online church? Like, nigga, you would, yo, click this Zoom link to join your congregation?
Bro, it's so, I imagine, like, you know how when, like, Zoom, like, drops out and it does that, like, warbling? Like, imagine in the middle of worship, like, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear them?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? You guys
sound terrible.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Oh, guys, sorry. I just want to let the congregation know. I do not have the full service Zoom, so the call will end after 40 minutes. Everyone just kind of click the link
mic
again.
On? I can't
I'll
hear
send.
You.
I'll send the link again.
Your
once
mic
the,
is off.
But we can still worship after.
Your mic is off. Make can sure you turn your mic on.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Your mic is off. Your mic. Is all, does he see what I'm saying?
I believe I'm muted. Sorry, hold on, guys. Give me one. Let me just figure this out. Oh, Lord in heaven.
I said, oh, Lord in heaven. I got to blur my background. Yo, this shit is crazy. Like, online church to me is crazy, bro. Like, I haven't been to church in a gazillion years. I ain't even gonna lie. But Not, that's not true. I went to church with my mom when I was in DR. She's like, vamos por la iglesia, muchacho.
I mean, the silver lining there is like, accessibility, cool. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, you gotta go
people,
nowhere.
Like, old people be religious as fuck, bro. And like, it'd be hard for them to get places and shit.
So, and
like,
they don't be knowing shit neither,
yeah,
bro.
They don't be knowing. So, like, I guess it make like, online church as a concept makes sense.
First of all,
finessing 3 mil?
Yeah. My grandmother, I put mass on for her whenever she can't go to church, we put mass on for her on YouTube.
Yeah.
They do a live mass. I'll forget after 2.5 hours and I'll just randomly hear like a fucking Dipset song coming from her room. I'm like, what the fuck going on? She just be clicking shit and she be on my YouTube. Yeah, so they'll be showing her my referrals.
She just follow your algorithm and
I'm
shit.
I'm like, grandma, what the fuck you listening to Dipset anthem, bro?
Hear is, bro, you close the door. You're like, okay, I will up on November. And then 2 hours later you hear, I'm back.
You leave and it's like, ah, man. You come back and it's just like, Timmy's on the right side, which is the wrong side, because we in London. You know what I'm saying? So the right side, which is the left side, which is the wrong side.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I came back last Sunday, bro. She memorized the whole Hell Row verse. I was fucked up.
Yo, you come in the room, she's like, yo, Ma, shut up. I'm about to spit this crack.
Yeah. Or she's like on a laptop, and you're like, Abuela, how did you learn how to do this? And she turned around, she goes, I get computers puting.
Yo, he just started doing cameras all day.
Yeah.
So yeah. I could see how he made $3 million. Easily, I could see. Motherfuckers just be on that bitch clicking shit.
Yo. Oh, my God, bro.
Fam, he said Eli Regalado. That's his name. Eli Regalado.
Please tell me he was not Latino, man. We can't take no more L's.
This sounds like a Cesar Piña ass type of scam, bro. He switched names. He goes by Eli Regalado now. He's like, yo, I want y'all to give me all y'all Ethereum.
Yeah.
I'm like, church is for old people.
It really is, bro.
Really,
I'm sorry.
Like, the people that be going to church, like how like alcoholics go to a bar, is like old people. Because when I was regularly going to church with my mom's, the median age there was like fucking 102. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yo, do y'all even know what cryptocurrency, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you got a fucking Nokia phone with Snake on it. Like, how do you do apps? You don't got apps.
Bro, you got the Nextel bleep phone with the
the construction joint.
The black and yellow indestructible fucking, you remember that shit? I wanted one. I still want one, bro.
I used to go on construction station trying to steal one and shit, bro. But I'm like, yo, that shit is used.
Yeah.
And it's $89 a month for 28,000 months. Listen, but this motherfucker said what we're praying for, what we're believing for still, is that God is going to do a miracle and give y'all your money back.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, Victorious Grace Church, scam.
Yeah, it reminds me of church. Religious trauma, bro. These churches be scamming. They be stealing. The church I grew up in has 10, 15 years asking for donations so they could fix their fucked up roof.
And
that shit is still caving in. They done been saving money for 20 years.
Bro, saving money.
This is why.
Pastor got a G-Wagon.
He sure do.
Yeah, bro. And this is why. Hey, listen. This might not make sense right now, but shout out to the Wayans brothers, man. Because, bro, I seen Don't Be a Menace, and that movie radicalized me. When it's the church scene, and he goes, don't ask. I said, don't ask. No questions. Just give the money. And then he walks outside, and it's a rolling
yard.
And I'm like, oh, shit, this is what happens.
Shout out to the Wayans brothers, bro, because as they say, message.
Yep. Never went to church again, bro.
Also, by the way, I saw Marlon Wayans in stand-up, I think, in 2021, 2022.
Fucking brilliant.
Wow, bro. Yep. Fucking amazing. It was straight off of COVID. It was right after COVID. He did such a fucking amazing job making us cry of laughter, but with grief.
Yo.
Yeah.
Like, it was the most insane. And also, I'm so attracted to him now.
Yes.
I don't know what happened in that show, but now... Yo. I fucking love Marlon Wayans.
It's the real.
I've always loved him, but now I would give him a child if he asked me.
Yeah. Fuck Joe Magno.
Joe's hurt right now.
Joe's like, word, damn, that's not me.
Nah, fuck you.
He's like,
Marlon though?
Molly.
I'll give you one. I'll give you two.
Get your Requiem for a Dream on.
Damn. I'll give him my publishing rights. That's Lil. That's nice.
That's nice. Yo. But nah, they're great, bro. I love the Wayans, man, because they like the quintessential, like, it's not even, you can't even call it Nepo because they all nasty.
Hell no. You know, you can't call it Nepo at all.
It's like, yo, I put you on, but you deserve to be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so cook. So I thought all of them, man, they fucking, yo, Marlon, come through, man. Come through, fucking Victory. Like, chop
word,
it up with
come
us,
meet
you know
your future baby mom.
Word, that's a fact. Come through, B.
You better not get shy when he comes through. Yeah, I'm gonna play that shit back loud as fuck.
I'm not gonna show up, bro. I'm not even gonna show up. Literally. No. That's exactly what happened when I met Bad Bunny. I was talking bad shit. As soon as I met him, I just,
look at where the hoe's at, Liz.
She's looking at her toes, bro. I see the toes wearing them Crocs.
No, I froze like a hoe when I met Bad Bunny. But I shook his hand, which basically means I touched his dick.
That's true. That's
what I'm saying.
That's true.
So,
no,
exacto. I made it to second base. You can't tell me nothing else.
Oh fuck.
This was before Kendall. Oh, this was Gabriella, first of all.
You're pure.
Puerto Rican mommies.
Speaking of Puerto Rican mommies and Puerto Rican poppies, George Santos.
Ow.
La más viral.
Bro, that's crazy.
Jorge, la más viral is going viral again, bro. This nigga don't quit, bro. He don't stop. He appeared at a Trump watch party a couple days ago, and he said, and you know, Olivia Rinaldi, the reporter on the scene, asked him if he was invited. He said, no, it's an open event. It's a public event. I just registered and came. Look at his face. Yo, even his face is like,
Bro, the more I hear like George Santos talk, the more I'm expecting him to just hit like a
bubloy.
Yo quiero leche, like dale leche, like, tamán cacara, cacara.
Yeah, bro, he really on timing, like.
Yo, La Delphi,
I'm saying, bro.
Yo, shit, bro, that should be, yo, Tekashi's burnt in DR. He gotta go. Now maybe now's your time to shine, bro. Go hit a Dembo over there. We got the Splagada Dembo. You know what I'm saying? You
can jump on that. Stop giving them bad ideas, bro. Stay out of DR, you fucking weirdo.
I don't know, Liz. The George Santos Dembo might go up, bro. I don't know.
Here you go feeding the public bad things. Because watch somebody make a fucking George Santos Dembo now. Fucking rainy, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, and the crazy shit to me is like, but his like whole demeanor is just like unapologetically like Latino zest.
Yes, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
He's like, let me tell you something, bitch.
He gives off bad bitch energy.
Like, yo, you got some good pussy probably, yo.
I feel like this is, yo, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Stupid. Like, I wanted for him to say that shit like, hello. It was like, you RSVP, nigga. You come by yourself, you dumbass. Like, duh. You didn't see the fucking post on Facebook? Wow, do that, bro.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Yo, like, yo,
what the fuck?
Yo, this is a bad bitch right here, bro. He finds the camera.
He
Everywhere he goes, he's sassy. He finds the camera, like, yo, look at me. I'm here. This is about Donald Trump, but they go la mami Santos. You know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all better fucking recognize.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yo, good pussy is crazy. Nah, good pussy is crazy.
That shit is busted.
But like he said in his last interview, he was like, you guys keep inviting me to things. So like,
hello?
Yeah.
And like they keep covering him. So like,
he pulls up, he's like, Taman Kakara. Like, he's ready.
It's true.
He's ready for his close up at all times.
It's true that we deadass are obsessed with seeing the madness.
Even to
this day, yesterday I saw a post of people saying, yo, I want to see Trump be interviewed by, I forgot who was it. I think it was Stephen A. Smith.
Oh my God.
We would have memes forever. And it's like, bro,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah, like, I know it would be entertaining to see this shit, but bro, we do not need more Trump theories, especially not mixed with Stephen A. horny ass.
Love you, Stephen A., but we
just don't need that specific interview.
It's when I see shit like that, Liz, I'm just like, the Thanos shit comes in my brain. It's just like, we got the memes, but at what cost?
You know
what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, all that for a drop of meme.
Exactly. You're forgetting that there's dead ass so many people who are easily influenced will look at shit like this and look at Trump and be like, yeah, he's totally fucking right, man.
Yo, man, he's fucking right. He's dude. And that leads me to this. question for the group. Is this good for Trump? Is this bad for Trump? But does this not even matter for Trump?
It doesn't matter at all.
Like having him involved or like being like, yo, I'm here to support you. Like,
it literally doesn't matter.
Because like, yo, I'm like, I can't think of anything that MAGA people hate more than gay people. Like other, right? Mm-hmm. Anything that's other than like white people.
Anything other than white, straight Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also they will accept the fuck out of a traitor.
If you're cool, if you're like cool and shit, yeah, they'll rock with you.
They will use the shit out of a Ben Carson and then be like, all right, well, let's get something straight. Now you can show up, but any inkling of you doing anything is out of the fucking question.
No, all right, Mr.
Ben Carson,
just sit there and enjoy yourself.
All right, just smile, look into the camera, and everything will be fine. No, they're not gonna, you know what I mean, like this shit don't matter.
Mr. Donald, I'm a very important physician. I've done many things in my life. I've repaired children's sternums using only plastic forks. So you've done nothing of the sort.
Yeah,
in
but
your
that's
life.
You know, that's all. Well, that's all well and good. But I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I'm an award-winning surgeon. I have a book. It's about my life.
I've read every book.
Gifted Hands?
Ben Carson's a liar. I've never come across a book he's written in his entire life.
I wrote it with my gifted hands.
There's no inkling of the sort. I don't understand this obsession.
Bro, can we make it one episode without politician impression?
No. Like, matter of fact, I have a theory that even when we don't shoot, y'all call each other and just do that shit. Just on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, just randomly.
It's our special kink. We'd be like, Mero, is the line encrypted? Okay, you want
to? They tried to give me the virus. I'm like, oh yeah. Say it again. Do the line.
Wait. I'll do the line. Mero, you ready?
I'm ready.
Gina.
Well, I mean, like a Chaka Dial and shit, like.
Oh my god.
Motherfuckers just playing as politicians. He's just doing hard.
Yeah, he's doing resin hits in his fucking garage by himself.
Jesus Christ.
But now it's funny because it used to be Ben Carson was like his, like, you know what I mean, like his cool. But now you got Tim Scott. Tim Scott popped out in a fucking on stage, bro. Not even a tweet. Not even like, yo, I said this on a radio interview. This motherfucker went on stage and was like, Trump said some shit that dunked on him. He was like, yo, Tim Scott's bitch ass is here too. He's showing love after he was a traitor. He couldn't fuck with me. Now, and then the motherfucker turned around. He's like, Tim Scott steps to the front. Donald Trump steps to the side and goes, uh-oh. And so I'm like, calm down, Jamal. Put down the hand.
Hey, calm down, Jamal.
Some shit like that.
Don't pull out the nine.
And then Tim Scott goes, he's like, or maybe I just love you. Just like that. I'm not even doing an impression. And that's pitch perfect.
Somebody take the fucking boot out of his mouth.
Yo, that motherfucker.
Wow.
And I know he's been had boots in his mouth because his teeth is mad little. You know what I'm saying? It's called erosion.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. But there's nothing Trump can do that will allow, that will make people not love him. Well, his crowd specifically, because that motherfuckers, you already know.
Also, like, I hate the person that, like, capes for Trump just because he's about his money, bro. He a businessman. He, like, bro, he's went bankrupt, like, 7,000 times, bro.
He's the Ja Rule of business.
He's literally the Ja Rule of politics. Sam. Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about,
bro? And I
promise
you, everybody who says that listens to Dame Dash. Yes. All of them. Every single last one of them motherfuckers,
bro.
But Liz, you don't understand. He's a boss.
But he's a boss. You know what I'm saying?
He's
he'll take
boss.
Shit from nobody.
He looked at
bro.
The Constitution. He said, yo, suck my dick.
And like that, that's not even a caricature. That's real people.
Yes.
We know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, bro.
I feel sorry. Listen, I won't say your name out loud, but yo, goddamn it, nigga, that's why you're not coming to my crib no more. God damn.
Word, fuck you.
Like that's people. Like that's not. It's not like that's people we know in real life that talk like that.
This shit is
like
terrible.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
so listen,
I can't take it.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna go commit harakiri. You know what I'm saying? Because the state of society we live in. We'll be right back, or maybe we won't.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during,
during and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Welcome back to Victory Light. We back with a mailbag. Liz, hit us with it.
Ow.
Yeah. All right, so Jay-Z Wild asked.
I think it's GZA.
GZA?
Yeah, all GZA right. Wild.
GZA Wild, damn, okay,
All right, so Mrs. GZA Wild asked, how to overcome imposter syndrome? As a first-generation child of immigrants, legit question.
And then the shy emoji.
The shy emoji.
Yeah.
that's a child of immigrants slash emoji right there.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, fellas?
Listen, dog. Like, just fucking do your thing, bro. I feel you, bro. Because sometimes I get in my own head a lot, or I get a strain of bud that I haven't smoked, and I'm just like, yeah, I get that paranoia. And I'm like, what if they're right? What if I'm not funny? You know what I'm saying? What if my laugh is annoying? Then, and then I'm like, nah, suck my dick, nigga, because I won awards behind this fucking laugh, nigga, doing all this shit. So, you know what I mean? Bro, listen, just look at everything that you've accomplished. It's real. You did it. You know what I'm saying? If you got a raise, you got promoted, whatever the fuck you did it either because, you know what I'm saying, like, you were fucking your boss, which is an accomplishment, you know what I'm saying, or you accomplished something. Either way, you accomplished something, and it's a real tangible accomplishment. So focus on that, bro. Don't get too much in your head. You don't overthink things, man. Just go.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, that's probably as true an answer as any, especially considering, like, I'm sitting next to the guy that I owe all of this to, and, like, a lot of this shit was, like, imposter syndrome for me, because, the whole reason I'm sitting here is because of a string of interviews I did in October called 31 Nights, 31 Frights, and basically that was a challenge to myself where I was going to review 31 films across the month of October. Each one of those videos got, like, 13 views each on YouTube, and I was like, bro, what the fuck, why am I even doing this, like, what's the point of any of this, like, it was definitely a labor of love. Then I reviewed a film that Merrill was in on Netflix, and he fucking saw that, and he was like, yo, you did all this? And I was like, yeah. He was like, but, like, you produced it, you wrote it, you edited it. And I was like, yeah, all of it, me. And he was like, yo, you want to be on this Showtime shit? And I was like, what?
Holy shit. So, I didn't know that. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. I was watching them too, guys, the same way I was watching you. Hey, pause. You know what I'm saying? Well, not pause. Is that creepy?
Nah.
I have to pause that? Nah. Because I was like, keeping an eye. I'm always like,
ear to the ground.
Yeah, like, yeah. Who's funny? Who's out there that's making me be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? And
come back, Teriyaki Poppy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, facts.
Teriyaki Poppy's one. Yeah, you was one. One of them ones, you know what I mean? And actually, Victor was the one that put me on to you, because, like, I had seen you in, like, small doses. Obviously, the women shouldn't have any fucking rights. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, that shit really, like, blew it up for
now,
me.
With the beard filter?
Yo,
oh, my
the beard
God,
filter
bro.
Ended me, bro. And then the clown filter. Yo, I say that to say this. It's like, again, imposter syndrome, bro. It's like, what people like y'all that are, I'm like, yo, there's something there. It just needs, you know what I'm saying, fertilizer, and I'm full of shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's fucking work.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah. And it's the same with the music shit. Like when you guys shouted me out while I was gone, like that affirmed everything.
He's like that. Yeah.
But like, I feel that way with like the music too. It's like, oh man, like I only have like, I just think, I think a lot of imposter syndrome now lately in the world we live in with the media consumption the way it is, success is governed way too much by numbers. People give a fuck way too much about numbers. I have like 800, not even, I have like 400 monthly listeners on Spotify. You think I give a fuck about that shit? No, because you guys like it. I feel good about it. And like however long it takes is however long it takes, bro. Just keep going.
Amen. That was wonderful advice.
You know what I'm saying? It's always a slow burn, baby. Yo, Victory Light episode 21.
Also, y'all don't need my advice? Is it because I'm a woman?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
Wow,
yeah, damn,
that's
bro.
Crazy. No, it's okay. I'm cool taking my talents to the Breakfast Club.
Oh,
fuck y'all.
Yo, it's so good because we got Jess Hilarious in the building. She's right.
I will fist fight her right now, bro.
Nah, you're irreplaceable.
And then we'll roof her sneakers.
We should do that to all our guests, bro.
No, oh,
greet them. They'll be like, I'm outside. All right, we're about to open up right now.
Yeah,
we got you.
We got you.
That's too funny.
So, because you're doing video content, you're writing like books.
Yeah.
Which is not fucking hard. It's not easy at all, B. Because I've been sitting here having writer's block for fucking months and months and months, B. Beating my meat to shreds. Shout the man who's not here right now. You know what I'm saying? He's handling some business. But I took in his advice, but you know what I mean? What about you?
To beat imposter syndrome?
Yeah. Also, having a brother that's like of note. You know what I'm saying? Like, and being like, because that changes a lot too. Because I'm like, I'm the only one popping in my family. You niggas is bums. Go hit
the
baseball.
Christ, bro. Nah, damn, that plays. I didn't even think about all of that. I'll make the answer short and quick. I think that you have to remember, I think you need to know who you are, first of all. You need to 100% stand and know fully through and through who you are and what you bring to the table, so that nobody can sway you, whether it be good or bad. I don't care if somebody comes up to me and tells me they fucking love my work, I'm hilarious, thank you, appreciate it. But the same person who comes up to me and says, listen, you're trash, you ain't shit, you had nothing, it's the same effect on me. It's like, I know who I am, I know what I bring, so everything should be able to bounce off you, whether it be good or bad. And also, just remember, in the rooms that you walk into, there's a fucking Chad who has no personality, no ideas, no creativity, nothing to add to the table besides money. Mm-hmm. There are people who will pay billions of dollars for a little ounce of talent that you have.
Yeah.
For an ounce of it. So you need to walk into them rooms like you're that person. Like they will pay you billions of dollars just for your personality or whatever the fuck it is that you bring to the table. You could be working a 9-to-5 and you just mad good at that. Walk into that bitch like you know what the fuck you're doing. That's my advice.
Let your nuts hang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Put them shits on the table.
Talk that shit, Liz.
You know what I'm saying?
Let your nuts hang.
Yo, we love you, you fucking cowards. You know what I'm saying? It's been another illustrious fire. You know what I'm saying? Like the fucking one chip that you put in your mouth and makes your fucking eyeballs sweat. You know what I mean? Hot spice. Episode 21, Betiuno, Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? The most fire podcast on the planet. Man, listen, if you talk about your podcast doing more numbers, it don't matter because this shit is hard. Feel me? Belongs on the fucking Google Home. We'll see y'all Tuesday with some more fucking raucous laughter, B. Enjoy your fucking life. Enjoy your fucking family. Pasemora Moripas. Shout out to Liz Bell. Shout out to Rainy. Shout out to Uncle Victor in the house. Hassan Insane.
We love you.
Oh, Hassan Insane.
A Victory Light.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership.
Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.